Alex, it's kind of a weird game. I mean, if you look at the shots and the shot attempts, it looks like they dominated. My eyes didn't tell me that. It looked like you guys played very well in that game and gave up a few. I mean, Reimer had to make a few good saves, but overall, I thought it was a good effort.
Yeah, no, obviously they're a high shot volume team, so keeping them under 30 is near impossible. And so I thought we played a pretty good game, especially defensively. I thought Rhymes did really well. I think we were committed to playing good defensive hockey. I think we had a couple turnovers in the first and second period that we'd like to clean up, but I thought we came out and played a really good third period and gave them pretty much nothing.
Another example of just patience. You guys maybe early in the year weren't patient in a game like that, and you just waited for your chances, waited to score.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's not only patience for chances. I think it's just staying the course, playing the right way the whole 60 minutes, I think, is huge for our team. And I see a lot of maturity, especially the last couple games, and tonight I think just caps it all off.
That's what kind of goal. Was that a set play? You off the face off?
Yeah, it actually was. That was pretty. I didn't come up with it. Clowder and Bizey were talking, and they're like, because we saw them line up with a winger all the way over, and Bernsey was a little bit close to the wall, so we thought maybe if Clowder won it back clean, he can get it to me, and got a little lucky, and we'll take it.
Is it especially with McLeod knowing that he has a good chance of winning that draw that you can set something like that up?
Yeah, no, I mean, I was in there just in case he lost it, but I was still kind of needed to be in that lane anyways. So as long as he didn't lose it to the middle, I think we were good, and he ended up getting it back to Bizey there.
Could you feel Burns right on your tail there?
Oh, yeah, he's not a small guy. So, yeah, I got a little lucky there when it went five-hole. But like I said, great pass by Bizey, great face-off win by Clowder.
What does that mean to you to lead the league in shorthanded goals now by yourself with six?
You know what, I mean, it's nice, but we're mostly focused on killing them off, and we've had some good penalty kills, I think, in the last handful of games. Obviously, last game we would have liked that one back, but I think we did a really good job on the kill tonight, and then capping it off with a shorthand is always nice.
What stood out to you with James over these past 2 weeks or 2.5 weeks? Just what stood out watching him before seeing him in action?
So steady, so calm. It's like he's been doing it for like 20 years or something. So, no, it's been great. It really gives us a lot of confidence. I mean, he's making that first save, and we're just trying to make sure that he doesn't have to make two or three more after that. So, yeah, he's been playing unbelievable. He's been our best player the last handful of games, and it's great. I mean, one more year maybe? What do you think? So,
Lindy's one away from 900. It's not anything he's going to talk about, but I mean, what would that mean for you guys to get him that in the next few games here?
Oh, that's a small milestone. That's pretty cool. I mean, he's been at it a while and had a lot of success in this league. So to be able to help him achieve that goal, I think means the world to our group. And it's awesome. So hopefully we get it next game.